In running a financial services business, the opportunity to make misjudgments and make a bad judgment call or a wrong judgment call is very high. And there's a lot of effort being put into trying to pin down on paper the points of accountability that a senior manager should have. At the same time, what you're suggesting is that the instinct for integrity and accountability should be there. There are two different moving parts, and there's a gap in between, and the gap for making mistakes is indeed quite high.
See, I'm a firm believer that if you are human, you will make mistakes. And to believe that we can operate in a space where there will be no mistakes is utopian. It cannot happen. You will make mistakes. I think what is important is your ability to recognize that mistake, learn from it, and then get on. And controls and checks and balances to make sure that if a mistake is made, it is not large enough to actually expose the institution to risk. These are things that you build into the organization. And if you have made a mistake, then you are certainly accountable for it. There is no question of...
And in terms of accountability, how would you describe your board? Would you say that the management is accountable to the board, and is the board of quality enough to be able to demand accountability?
See, the boards are getting increasingly accountable. Boards are making managements increasingly accountable. Managements are getting increasingly accountable to both the board and the shareholders. And let me put the board processes into context. 12 years back or 13 years back, when I became CEO, our board met four times a year for half a day. So there was reasonable deliberation, but not involvement to the extent that there is involvement today. 12, 13 years back, the audit committee meeting probably would have been an hour or 2 hour process. Today, you have probably in addition to four or six board meetings, we have two more meetings these days, one for strategy and one for our annual general meeting. Yeah. Committee meetings could be as many as 3 to 6 a month. So you have 50 to 60 committee meetings in a year, where clearly management is then presenting to the board a whole lot more data than what they did in the past. And of course, the board meetings have stretched from maybe half day to a full day, six of those. So clearly in terms of the board receiving information, significantly more information, from which the board then, which the board then uses to basically evaluate performance and any issues of accountability or such issues, the opportunity is much better. In parallel, particularly the audit committee processes today are almost a full day process, almost 2 days every quarter the audit committee meets. So I would think that the whole involvement of independent directors into examining the performance and evaluating various issues of governance, I think has gone today to a very heightened level and a tighter evaluation.
Which does that in turn impede entrepreneurship in financial?
Very
banking?
Interestingly, at least in our case, because I've gone through the same process of board oversight in the last few years, I have not felt that it has impeded entrepreneurship. And I think that is the trick probably that one has to learn. How do you have this sort of control system without impairing risk-taking and without impairing entrepreneurship, I think is the key. For example, what we have done is, and I can best illustrate it in the way we run our subsidiaries, it's basically to give them degrees of freedom in terms of how they run their business. So there is capital that is allocated or given in certain cases, there are targets that are set, and broad map as to how they would achieve the targets. Thereafter, the evaluation process goes basically into how you have performed against those targets and how we believe you will move forward in the context of the environment and the opportunities. That is where the evaluation process gets into. I think by doing that, you are not, I would say, impairing the entrepreneurship of individuals. Because frankly, that's probably what differentiates one institution from another, and the entrepreneurship that is there.
Final question, now that you're chairman of your bank, does that give you more time to be to play a different role, a broader role, and how are you defining your role going forward?
I started by telling myself that
you got less more time
I
for
think
yourself.
25 to 30% of the time of my time now is devoted to the bank, and I would like to keep it that way without increasing. I'm trying to keep 25-30% of the time for my family, and the rest of it I will now see how to use it. Of course, I'm sure that the fight will be to keep the 25-30% time for myself and for my family, but time will tell. Thank you
Mr. Kamal, thank you very much for your time, and thank you very much for your insight.
Thank you, man.